We are joined once again on the Green by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who is updating us on what's going on with Concord Mall, recently changing owners, and now some new details that's continue to raise questions about what is next for this major retail property in North Wilmington. Eileen, thanks for joining us on the Green again this week.
It's good to be here, Tom.
Well, let's start with perhaps, I guess, the biggest and clearest news we've gotten since your previous reporting on this story, and that is that Sears is closing at Concord Mall. Tell us a little bit about how soon it's going away, and what does it mean for the mall and its new owner?
Sears is going away over the course of about the next 2 months, and it means that if there's no new tenant to replace Sears, it gives shoppers one less reason to go to the mall, which makes things even more challenging for the retailers who are left behind.
And as I recall, the mall does not own the Sears space, correct? So how does filling it work, and what could go there based on what's happening with other Sears properties that have shuttered recently?
Well, Sears has a holding company, and which is tasked with finding new uses and new tenants for Sears and Kmart that have gone out of business. So there have been a number of different ways in which those properties have been repurposed. And in one market, it became medical offices. In another market, they split the Sears pretty much down the middle, and half of it became a Dick's Sporting Goods, and the other half became a Dave & Buster's. The Kmart that is currently up for grabs is located on Route 1 in Rehoboth. It's a standalone store and is of a much more manageable size than the Sears at Concord Mall. So I would imagine that spot would be much easier to fill.
I was going to say, does the size make a big difference here in terms of, again, it's multi-floors and things like that? Does that make a big difference in trying to find someone to fill that space?
It does. It's a lot of space. Like you said, it's on two floors. And also, there are question marks about the mall that it's connected to.
Right.
So those factors, when you put them all together, makes it a tough one.
Another one of the anchor stores at Concord Mall that's kind of up in the air, at least its fate, is Macy's. There's no official word yet on Macy's there at Concord Mall, but Macy's is closing. They're closing stores across the country. Is this store likely to be among the ones that are going bye-bye?
Well, Macy's is closing a lot of stores, 125 stores over the next couple of years, and it's part of a campaign for Macy's to reinvent itself. They've gotten the message, retail is changing, it's changing forever, and a big part of that strategy is getting out of what the company calls lower-tier malls. So, however things progress with Concord Mall in its entirety will have a big impact on whether or not that Macy's stays in business. Macy's wants to be in strip shopping centers with smaller stores as well as more standalone stores. They don't like malls anymore.
And since your first piece, you also had a chance to check in with the new owners of the Concord Mall. What are they telling you about their plans for Concord Mall, maybe beyond what we thought we initially knew?
Well, the new mall owners say that it's their goal to bring in new and alternative tenants, and they want to create what they call efficient retail hubs that generate revenue and reinvigorate communities. They don't have any specific plans. They said that they want to reassure the people who are already there that they are looking for new tenants and that they are committed to making the mall a destination.
That's what they're saying. But in your initial story, you had noted the company's track record was not necessarily a good one. In this update, you seem to have found some additional reason for concern. Can you tell us a little bit about what you found about their track record beyond what you reported previously?
In multiple markets, NAMDAR, the mall owners, have been taken to task for neglecting properties. In Hastings, Nebraska, the mall that they brought there was ordered closed last May by the fire marshal because they didn't get the building up to code. in Long Island. They were issued numerous citations at a shopping center for failing to remove rubble and fix potholes. In Mansfield, Ohio, one of their shopping centers was condemned because of safety concerns regarding electrical signs and exposed wiring. NAMDAR did fix the larger safety issues, but they had a subsequent harangue with tenants over who was responsible for other issues that were actually in the stores.
You also, in your latest piece, had a chance to take a look at how the future of the property fits in with planning that's going on along Concord Pike 202. Is there a sense of how this could fit in with this Concord Pike planning that's going on at this point?
I think that this is going to have a big impact on the new master plan for Concord Pike. Part of the plan, which is in the works, includes infrastructure that would have been compatible with the mall's previous owner's plan to redevelop the property into a mixed-use destination where people gather and shop and have dining. And so that included rebuilding the stream bed that runs behind the mall and installing bike and pedestrian paths that would make it easy for people who live in the 202 corridor to ride their bikes or walk to the shopping center and meet a friend and get a bite to eat, do some shopping.
Is it fair to say that looking ahead, you know, kind of the goal for people, at least locally, who live in the area, shop in the area, would be to kind of keep Concord Mall from becoming kind of like what the old Tri-State Mall on Neyman's Road became, which was kind of, in some ways, you know, kind of a ghost town, eyesore-ish type of place for a long time?
Yeah, I spoke with Dee Durham, who is that district's Newcastle County Council representative. And she says it's essential for people in the community to make their wishes known as to how the mall is maintained and developed, so that the community will have input into what takes its place, what is in that corridor that they drive past every day.
And I know you've had a chance to talk to a number of people kind of in the business, around the business, with experience in the business. In talking to all those people and the others you spoke to for this updated piece, did anything you hear kind of make you more optimistic about Concord Mall's future or maybe more pessimistic?
Well, the one thing that is optimistic is its location and that it is that big chunk of property. It does have infrastructure. It has sewer lines and electricity and water and those kinds of things. But I think that one of the things that is troubling is that there is no clear path forward. Like we talked about the bike paths and all that. Well, now it's a bike path to who knows where. And those kinds of infrastructure, those sorts of things that take time, are even more complicated when you don't know where that pedestrian walkway needs or should be built.
And I guess it's one of those things that's, you know, it's compounded by the fact that you have a company that kind of just has a bad track record, and even people in the industry are, you know, kind of looking at them and kind of shaking their head. Yeah, you know, you should be wary.
Well, I think that based on what we've learned through published reports and from people in the industry, yes, we should be wary. And I think that it's a good thing that the community and government is going into this with their eyes open, and they don't have to wait and watch and say, golly, things are kind of going down. Do you think we should do something about it? I think that there's a sense of anticipation, of being proactive, of saying, let's do what we can to make the most of this very important property.
Eileen Dalabrita, we really appreciate your time and your reporting, and we know you'll be keeping up on this for us as well. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom.